We are the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're broadcasting live from Etimiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos in Nigeria. 7 minutes is the time. Wait for it. 8 minutes is the time now, past the hour of 8:08. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. Like I said earlier, Morning Cross Round on Monday now will now have an extended version. So we're not ending at 9, we're ending at 10. Because at 9 o'clock, after the headlines, I'll be having Festus Okoye of INEC to join us on the show to give us breakdown of PVC collection and the readiness of INEC to conduct elections in less than 35 days now. All right, so you're welcome. I'm Sharif Quadri. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us live. If you're a young person, so we started this youth assembly last week. So if you're a young person, every Monday we'll gather here and we'll have conversations as young people as to our expectations, our disposition towards the elections next month and in March as well, because elections are not just going to happen in February. We'll have governorship elections in March as well. So we have a lot of responsibility on our hands. We're too concentrated on election at the center, and that's understandable. That's really understandable. So yeah, feel free to watch, join us as we go along, because would love to have your input as well. If you want to join via the telephone, you're very free to do that. Just make sure you have enough call credit on your phone, so that when it's time we can bring you in and you will be also our online guest on the show, or telephone guest on the show this morning. Let me at this juncture say that I have two young people in the studio seated already. Alajemba Smart is here. Alajemba, good morning to you. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Sheriff. This is a honor. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Ebenezer Otunla is also here. Ebenezer, how are you doing?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Gentlemen, let's start this way. Do you have your PVC?
Yeah, I do. I did get it last month.
Last month?
Yes.
Okay. Which means you didn't vote in 2019.
No, I didn't.
We'll come to that later. Ebenezer, when did you get your PVC?
I got my 2018.
Yeah,
before the election.
Did you vote in 2019?
Actually, I did not.
You did not. Now, let's go there. Let's start with Deb Alajemba. Why didn't you vote? Why didn't you get your PVC?
I actually had my PVC ready to vote.
Yeah?
But somehow, mysteriously, it lost.
It got lost.
Yeah, it got lost. And then I just had to become an observer in the election. Yeah. But I had to file for replacement. Yeah. And I got it seamlessly.
Ebenezer, how about you? I mean, you got yours in 2018.
Yeah, I got my, but I think I felt like I didn't have the right candidate to vote for. I wasn't like really impressed in 2019 with the cabals of like the candidates
on parade at the time. Okay, now let's talk about the young people and Nigeria. I'm going to start with you, Ebenezer. How do you think the minds of the young people work, especially this season concerning Nigeria? Do you think, I mean, there's no gang saying that most young people don't like what is happening. Well, let's hear it from you. Like, do they feel, are they hopeful for a better Nigeria, or they've resigned to fate that there's nothing can change?
Okay, so what I see from my environment, you know, I can really judge from my environment.
From your immediate environment.
Exactly, from my immediate environment. Right. Is, in fact, yesterday I was talking to like my sister, and she was very, very she wasn't really enthusiastic about Nigeria.
Yeah.
I was just trying to convince her that she needs to contribute her own quota.
Yeah.
And I was telling her that, look, as long as you're a Nigerian, you need to make sure that you are contributing your own quota.
Mm.
But she was not having it. So I feel that a lot of young Nigerians are not impressed with the situation on ground. A lot of young Nigerians are dejected. They feel like there's something that's been stolen away from them.
Mm.
You know, they feel there's this feeling like these people have taken away our future.
Like they've surrendered. or you feel that they're willing to fight for it, they're willing to fight and get back their future.
Well, so in terms of fighting for it, I don't think every youth really is willing to fight for it, really. Yeah. I feel some just want to, like, find a way out, you know, maybe wealth, maybe relocate.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So maybe not really fighting.
People just want to get out of the situation.
Exactly, like getting out of the situation. So that's what I really feel. So not really that there's a strategic plan.
Okay.
In terms of, okay, how do we occupy this office to take back our future? So I feel it's just a get out means that most youth are looking at.
Alajemba, what do you think? Like, the youths, are they nonchalant? Or they're more active now to get to, you know, demand what they desire?
Well, I work with a couple of organizations that are focused on the youth, and I think that as opposed to what he said, there are a lot of youths who are active in this, especially in this electoral process and this year. Okay. You know, there's a lot of commitment to it, you know, on different, on the lines of different parties. For example, he talked about his sister. Let me talk about my sister.
Yeah.
She has never been interested in the elections previously, but this time around, she's campaigning for her favorite candidate. She's, you know, encouraging people to get out there and vote. You know, and you know, I think that youth, so actually,
from your own point of view, the young people are now fighting.
Yes, I think
they're not looking for means to escape.
Yes. There is that number of people who are looking for.
Oh yes, definitely.
But escaping is actually expensive, and it's not everybody that can escape.
True.
So I think that youths in Nigeria, from my own environment, and even from what I've seen in other states and other environment, they are involved in the process. Yeah. They are involved in the process. If you look at the campaign of the various parties, you will see that the youths are actually driving whatever is going on in this party. So I think that, yes, the youth have taken this into their hands, and they want to make it say.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to come to you, Ebenezer, once again. And this time, we're going to speed it up. Let's talk about poverty and the impact of poverty on the youth's mind, because when we have conversations, you say, ah, they've weaponized poverty, you know, and all of that. Do you think the youths have, they are now, they've been armed with the right knowledge to know that, you know, poverty, they can use that same poverty to demand for their right and get their right? Or you still see that at the end of the day, you still find some youths who would eventually still get to sell their vote for maybe 5k? The richest will probably give them 10k. At the end of the day, what do you think? Tell me, how is the mind of the youth? How is it working currently right now? Do you still see some people selling their votes at the end of the day, or you feel that now they are more aware? They can't be bothered about how much you're dangling in their face. They would still go ahead and vote their candidate.
All right. So what I feel is that I think that many youths are still going to sell their votes. That's where.
No, I like the way you're blunt. I like it.
That's the way I feel. Yeah. Because I feel that our value system is as a fault.
Okay.
That's what I feel, and it's from the home. I feel that the average Nigerian really just want to get out of poverty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, and I feel that that's still, because I feel that, you know, it's a case of situation. Like, when the situation appears, what's your decision? When you're all alone, what's your decision? You can reject it in public.
Yeah.
When your other guys are like, no, we will not take it. But what happens when you're
alone
to the corner? So that's your real self, your integrity is then tested. And what I feel personally, I'm very blunt with the way I say things. What I feel personally is that I don't think that many youths in their corner, like when they stand alone, I don't think that we've gotten to that level where a value system will make many reject it and
stand their ground.
I'm sorry, I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree Alajemba. With him. Unfortunately,
you agree?
I agree with him.
Oh.
A lot of the youths are under pressure. I was just talking with him before we walked into the studio.
Yeah.
A lot of youths are under pressure. So And there is low level of education among the youths. And just like you said, the value system is also not so good. So yeah, there's a number of youths that are likely to sell their vote, but you will not diminish the amount of people who will not be bought, who have made their choice on the basis of what they think about the candidate or the party they want to vote for. And no matter what you offer them,
yeah,
highest they will accept your whatever you want to give them and still
I'm going to stay with you, Alajemba. What does that now portend for the youth's involvement and engagement in next month's election? Do you see the youths making a change as it's being touted right now, that the youths have woken up, you know, things are about to change, Glasgow's, all of these things,
Well, from the statistics, I think the figures INEC released, the young people have the highest number of voters.
That's right.
I think that was the same in 2019 election and even 2015
the young
election,
people have always
the,
been
the young people have always, but the problem is on the day of the election getting out to vote, you know, them actually committing themselves to vote. And just like me, I couldn't vote in the last election because I lost my car,
right,
you know. But the older ones, our parents, and they know how to preserve, you know, their voter's card and all those things. So the youths this time around would actually make a lot of change, because I think the percentage of youths who will be voting this in this election is higher than the last one. So yes, if the youths, the majority of the youths, can be motivated across party lines, you know, to come out and vote, this election will actually be determined by the youth. That's why nobody is making too much effort. I work, you know, as I said, with some youth organizations. Political parties are mostly reaching out to youths. That's why President Obasanjo wrote is an open letter to the youth, because they know that these are the people who are deciding it. They know that if the youths, especially in this age of social media, where social media has a lot of influence on who people would vote for.
Right.
So yes, I think this time around, people would come out to vote, because already you're already under pressure. You're already under pressure if you are not going to vote. So someone like he was pressurizing his sister to come out. That day you may surprise, and she comes out to vote, even though she is not. But because there are other youths who are motivating
who are going out to vote.
Yes, you know. So I think, yes, so the youths will make it.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a very quick break. Then we'll bring in other youths via the telephone lines, and we'll have the reports, more conversations this morning. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The kind of conversation we have off air, you people don't want to know. Gentlemen, thank you again, Alajemba and Ebenezer. So we're going to go on with our I was hoping that we could have longer time, but let's start with perception, right? Let's start with perception. How do you think Nigerian youths, Ebenezer, let me start with you. How do you think Nigerian youths are seeing this election? I mean, what will be the determining factor for them? Do you think that they are ready to come out and cast the ballot? Are there things that they are hearing or they are seeing right now? I mean, from what you have observed, please talk to me.
Okay. For this coming election, what I see is that I think more young Nigerians are gingered to come out.
Yeah.
And I would attribute it to two things. One, I think the electoral acts, the
new
electoral reforms that has come in. So they've seen how it worked in states like Osun, for instance. So they feel like, oh, if someone like Adeleke, the new governor now can, you know, remove the incumbents, then there's some possibilities with this. Then the other one is the new wave, Peter Obi.
Okay.
So I think that's another drive that young Nigerians are looking at to say, okay, maybe this is the right man for the job. So I think on that two notes, on my own perspective, I think that is gingering the youth to come out.
To come out. And you think that they will come out and cast their ballot?
So I believe that more than the past, I think they will this time.
There will be more youths.
More youths, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Jemba.
I think there'll be more youth participation, and that'll be because more youths are now politically involved.
Okay.
Previously, youths usually like to just do their thing and leave the politics of it, but they've realized now that their lives are affected by policies, and these policies are made by those in office, so they want to get involved. Mm-hmm. And I also think that in the political side, there are more youths who want to get into politics,
okay,
right? And this election will be a way for them to make their statement. Not even about those who are contesting. I think those who are working behind, there are more youth, as I said before. Mm-hmm. So they will bring a lot of other youths into the picture so that they can have that scorecard that, I delivered. Mm-hmm. And I think that, just like you said, about the obedience movement, yeah, that is the wave right now, I think there are other forces who will want to counter that.
Okay.
You know, so while these youths are championing the obedience movement, it takes another set of youths. You know, if you look at what APC is doing with his youth leader, Dayo Israel, you have something like the recently launched Jagaban Army. Mm-hmm. You have the PDP are also doing theirs. And if you look at most candidates, you know, especially state houses of assembly, you see that there are more youths who are contesting these offices, even though some of them don't have the ability to win, but there's that drive from the youth this time around to get involved, and I think that will have influenced the amount of youth who participate in this election. So the perception is that they can actually make a change, they can actually make a statement. So youth will get involved.
That gives me great joy to hear. Honestly, it gives me great joy that there is that perception that youths believe that it's their turn now. But let's take this further. We'll go to the telephone in a moment. Let's talk about the kind of president that you gentlemen think the Nigerian youths need. Let me start with you, Alajemba. What kind of president do you think Nigerian youths need that can satisfy the yearnings of the Nigerian youth?
I think that the youths need a mentor, a president that can be a mentor to them, because where the country is right now, it's on the precipice, is on the brink. So Nigerian youth needs a president who knows what he is doing.
Okay.
You know, who is not coming to do trial and error, because that would be very costly. I think Nigerian youths need someone who have done it before and seen it work.
Okay.
Right? And who is not afraid to step on toes. Who would have their back, you know, and actually give them a chance to also contribute to the national development. I think Nigerian youths needs a president at this point who can fight their fight. Yes. They need someone who can, you know, who is not controlled by any cabal and who not pander.
No strings attached.
No strings attached. And also would not be so bothered about appeasing, you know, some quarters who can take the fights to them and say, look, this has to be done and this will be done without being afraid of, you know, a backlash that will come and then derail the youth need someone who can fight their fight. That's what I think.
Out of the 18 candidates jostling for that office, who is this person, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think Asiwaju Tinubu is that person. I think he has done it before, you know, as governor in Lagos State, two-term governor, and as senator. And a lot of people call him a godfather. You know, if he has successfully been, you know, to manage, you know, Lagos State and a lot of other governors, sitting ministers, sitting senators who call him mentor, you know, both young and old, I think that he has the experience, he has the fight, you know, to actually bring about what Nigerians are yearning for.
Ebenezer, the mic is yours. The kind of president you think Nigerian youths need.
All right. So I like the way the question is, you know,
asked, framed, Abby.
Framed, exactly, because we're talking about who the Nigerian youths need. We're not talking about the whole...
No, Nigerian youth.
So if we're talking about that, then we need someone who is in our level of understanding in terms of, you know, generation. Because the world we live in is a generational world. So the things that our parents experience are not the things we're experiencing. So we need people, we need a president who understand what is going on in our world today, right now.
Right.
So that, and that person must be youthful as we are. Okay. So we don't need anyone in the 60s and all of that. We need a young president, like a young president.
A young president.
Exactly.
A youthful president.
Exactly. And
that
then
can be hands-on.
Exactly. Mm. And then we need someone who is courageous.
Okay.
He mentioned something about I forgot what he said, but so nobody
is afraid to step
exactly, and then it can be controlled. Mm. We need someone like that who is courageous, okay, who can stand in the midst of the so-called cabals, you know, and the powers that be, and speak the truth, you know. Then we need someone who is hands-on. Who is hands-on in terms of traveling, in terms of speech, in terms of, you know, in every way. Someone who is hands-on, you can know that this person wakes up in the morning and is ready to go. So he's not waking up in the morning and somebody is stretching his leg for him.
I'm a massage man.
Exactly. So if he has functions, several functions in a week, he can get them through.
Okay.
You know, hands-on. So, you know, Nigeria is a very complicated country. I'm sorry. You know, with a lot of diversities and all of that. So we need someone who is hands-on, who can be there. You know, in leadership, they said that it's about people want to see what you're doing, not the fact that you're just controlling. So we need somebody who can be doing.
In your opinion, we have 18 of them. In your opinion, who is this person you're referring to?
So in my opinion, I think Shorey is the person.
Shorey is the person.
Yes, Shorey is the person. He has shown, and from his own, because also we need someone who can show us from his own personal achievement. From his personal achievement, Shorey has shown us that in business, he has done it. In media industry, yeah, he has done it. He has shown himself also to have the heart of a country by going out to protest. Many people may not support the protest or not, but he has shown that, you know, he can put himself out there to stand for the country. And he's young, he's agile, he speaks. The last peace accord meeting that they did,
yeah,
I saw the video he did. He said things the way they ought to be said. So
right.
So he's not afraid.
Let's bring in two young people. We're gonna take two calls at the same time. Two young people to speak to us about the kind of president they feel the Nigerian youths need. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. If you're a female, you can call 01-465-7190 for female callers and female callers. And I'll pick your call, then I'll ask you to wait, and then we'll pick another call. Huh? Okay. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Maria. Calling from Ikorodu.
Maria, please hold the line. Let's take another call. Oh, Maria, I'm so sorry. I'm really, 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 really sorry we lost the call.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Esther, calling from Lekki.
Esther, please hold the line. Let's get another person in. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ogechere.
Good morning to you. Who am I speaking with?
Ogochiku from Ipaja.
Ogochiku, hold on the line. Now, Esther, let's have you. Who do you think the kind of president that Nigerian youths, not Nigeria as a whole, Nigerian youths, what kind of president do you think they need?
Well, Nigeria need a very strong president
somebody that is going to represent us, that will speak for us, that whenever anything happens, it can be there for us to help us to make this country work, because there's so much hardship in this country. Mm. We need a change. So okay. The president, the person that we need is Peter Obi.
Mm. Just stay on the line, Esther. Don't go yet. Don't go yet. Ogochukwu?
I'm with you, sir.
What kind of president do you think Nigerian youths need?
Things have gone so wrong, so bad. I think I'll go with the last fella.
You think? No. I'm asking you. I'm not asking you for the name now. I'm asking you to give me the qualities of the kind of president Nigerian youths need.
The qualities, of course. Somebody who is ready to sacrifice his time to serve the Nigerian people. Who want to rule? Who want to rule Nigeria? And not to sacrifice that. I'm a leader. It must do this to me. Who want to go out there to the streets? To see the suffering of Nigerians. Look at what is going on. What is coming to Lagos? And almost.
Thank you, Ogochukwu. Let's not derail. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it. Let's not derail from it. This is not about Buhari. We're talking about your choice, your own opinion about the next president. Okay. Let's take another set of two calls this time. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. What's your name?
My name is Dominic. I'm calling from Lekki.
This is Dominic. Stay on the line, please. Let's get another person to join you, okay?
All right.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's Maria.
Maria is back. Okay. So, Maria, stay on the line, please. Dominic, what kind of president do you think the Nigerian youths need?
For me, I think Nigeria at this point need a president that can, not 100%, you know, but that can fix this country at the level of 50%. A president that can be able to communicate Nigeria first before every other thing. A president that puts the country first, you know, I think that's what Nigerians are looking for at this point.
Maria, do you agree? Oh, Maria, your earring, I think.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I said we need a president that needs that thinks we come first. As
of the country
and of a president that is ready to sacrifice and give everything for us, not somebody that feels entitled to become a president, someone that wants to work, that has worked. I heard one of the speakers saying, somebody that's done it before. There's none of them that have been president before.
Maria, I've respected your view, okay? Just please stay on the line. Let me go back to Dominic. Dominic, let me talk to you a little bit more. There's this danger of vote buying, and look, these guys that buy votes, they usually use the youths, and they know that the youths have the numbers to sway the votes. How do you think? Do you think the youths are ready to ignore the money bags? I mean, from what you've seen, you know, we say this regularly that, you know, poverty has been weaponized. Do you think that the youths are ready to ignore, shun the money bags this time around?
Okay. Thank you so much. For me, my take is this. I had my PVC right from 2016. I'm a youth from 2016. But guess what? I vote from the councillor, the chairman, the senator. I vote.
Beautiful.
I don't miss votes.
Beautiful.
I mean, there was a day I went to my polling unit and there was flood there. Do you know the thing that people don't come out to vote?
Tell me.
Went back to my house. I pick up my rain boots. I put on. I went there to vote. Do you understand? So getting to that place, I don't want to mention the party. Someone offered me 5,000 naira. I called him. I said, come. Divide 5,000 naira by 8 years. Because I know when any political party comes in, they don't want to do 4 years. They want to do 8 years.
True.
Divide 5,000 naira by 8 years. How much do you think is there? Then I can't sell my vote, I'm sorry. It's not the money. Yes, I needed the money, but at that point, I don't think the money
is beyond the money for you.
So I think Nigerians now are ready. The suffering has hit left, right, center, back and forth. So Nigerians are ready. Even if
they will collect the money, they will still vote.
They will still vote. Dominica Maria, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. I appreciate your time. Ebenezer and Ala Jemba, we have to stop it here for today. Gentlemen, you've been wonderful on the show today. Thank you guys for coming around. We hope that we'll follow the conversation on Twitter. I got you guys from Twitter. Please watch out for another notification on Twitter when we'll put it out for those that are willing to join us next Monday on the show as well. That notification will come up anytime between Thursday and Friday. Then you can indicate your interest to join us. We're just having our last minute guest walk into the studio. I'm really sorry. The show is done. Gentlemen, thank you for coming around. I appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. So that's our show today, Lagos. Thank you for being a part of it. But don't go anywhere. The Morning Crossfire Extension starts after the news at 9. We'll be speaking with INEC on PVC collection. Stay here with us.
I know say everybody get in time, I don't go lose faith. I say they hustle every day, I'm all I know they look face.